Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were higher in all three major grains here today. We were about 9.75 higher in the Dease corn. We just put back on, plus a little bit of what the market took off yesterday. But we're still considerably off the highs. With the close today of December at 373, that's about 15 cents off the highs from a week or so ago. Still above the moving average, and so there's a lot of people still saying that the trend has possibly turned higher. With the options expiring tomorrow on the December corn, and that could also become a factor. January beans up 17 cents at 10.21¾. They held yesterday's low of 10.03¾. So that was kind of a positive sign. It looks like the hedge funds are really placing their bets one way or the other. You're having a lot of big orders buying and selling. So it's really trying to figure out what way the hedge funds want the market to go. And a lot of times that's determined at this point of the year what the weather's like in South America. In July, wheat futures in Kansas City back above $6 to close at $6.09. That is up about 17 cents. We're still above the moving average, and the market needs to continue higher than where it was 1 week ago to continue the upward trend.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We kicked off this morning with the export sales report. A little bit disappointing overall, in my opinion. What had been big sales for soybeans were now small, 483,000 metric tons. That's a marketing year low and 55% lower than where we were last week. Just because it's a marketing year low, you have to remember that the marketing year did just start, so that may not be all that big of a deal. But at 483,000, we were looking for 700 to a million, so 220 or so less than the average guess, or the low end of the guesses. Corn was positive at 908,000, and we were looking for 500 to 700, so that was a bit positive, and one of the reasons why corn was up 10 cents. And wheat futures right in the middle, or wheat exports right in the middle at 362,000. We were looking for 300 to 500. Tomorrow, the December grain options expire, so that could influence the market. And then next Friday, we have the first notice day for the December grains. So anybody that is long will either need to get out or risk taking delivery. Also, to make it a little bit more interesting is the fact that on Thursday is Thanksgiving, so the markets will be closed. And so there could be some odd moves next week due to that.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle down 57 and 170.25. February down 47 and 171.82. January feeder cattle down 152 at 235.57. March down 160 at 233.72. December lean hogs down $1, 90.77. February down 75 at 90.90. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat up 16 at 602 and a quarter. March up 17 at 606 and a quarter. December Chicago wheat up 9.5 at 547 and a quarter. December corn up a dime at 373 and a quarter. March up 10 and a quarter at 386 and a quarter. January soybeans up 15 and three quarters at 1020 and a half. March up 16 at 1028. December cotton down 57 at 58.54. March down 24 at 58.86. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.